给我们这个机会来到你的面前，我们的心灵需要你的喂养，求你亲自来到我们中间向我们说话，求你打开我们的心门，让我们接受你的同在，求你住在我们里面，给我们带来心灵的平安。在这个世界上太少平安了，我们每个人的心里或许都有各种各样的重担和我们的难处，但愿今天下午我们能够在这里再次经历神的同在，再次经历你的平安在我们中间。听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿们。上星期是我们的宣道周。
Last week it was our missions week.
一年一度，我们有一次宣道周。
Every year we have a week that we call the missions week.
为什么要有这个宣道周呢？就是为了要提醒我们每一个人，要不要忘记耶稣给我们的使命。
Why do we have this mission week? It's to remind all of us that of the great commission that Jesus had given us.
当然不是一个一年只要有一个礼拜，我们应该天天的，每时每刻记住这样一个伟大的使命。
It's not just one week in a year. It should be all the time that we be reminded of the great commission.
这个大使命是非常光荣的，也是很不容易的。
And this great commission is glorious, and it's also not easy.
传福音不容易。
To preach the gospel is not easy.
有的时候还甚至于受到逼迫。
A lot of times we will be persecuted.
但是耶稣应许说，在马太福音二十八章里面讲，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
But Jesus had promised us in Matthew chapter 28:20, Jesus said, "And surely I'm with you always, to the very end of the age."
这是一个基督徒最大的特权。
This is the great right of a Christian.
也是神给我们每一个传福音的人一个最宝贵的礼物。
And it's the best gift that God had given to each of us that who preach the gospel.
耶稣的名字又叫做以马内利。
Jesus is also called Emmanuel.
以马内利什么意思？翻出来就是神与我们同在。
The meaning of Emmanuel.When translated, means God be with us.
所以认识神的同在就是认识耶稣基督。
So when we recognize the existence of God, that means that we know God.
但是很可惜，我们很多人没有经历神的同在。
But unfortunately, a lot of us have not experienced the existence of God.
所以今天我们要来一起思想一下。怎么样去经历神的同在？
So today I would like to share with you how we can experience the existence of God.
我们知道神是看不见的。
We know that God is invisible.
但是神是无所不在的。
But God is everywhere.
他不受空间的限制。
He's not limited.
在任何时候任何地方他都与我们在一起。
Anywhere and every time, He is with us.
神现在就在这里。
God is now just in front of us.
聚会完了，你回家，在路上，神与你同在。
When after the service, when we go home, God will also be with us.
回到家里，神也在那里。
When we return home, God will also be there.
没有一个地方能够限制他的存在。
There is no place at all that can limit the existence of God.
圣经告诉我们，在诗篇139篇，大卫说：“我若升到天上，你在那里；我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里；我若展开清晨的翅膀，飞到海极居住， 就是在那里，你的手必引导我，你的右手也必扶持我。
In the scripture, in Psalms 139 verses 8 to 10, David tells us, If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast.
既然神不可能离开我们，为什么还要强调神的同在呢？
Since God will not leave us, why do we have to emphasize the existence of God?
因为神的同在虽然是一个客观的事实，还要通过我们主观去感受。
Though the existence of God is an objective fact,But still, we need to subjectively feel that kind of fact.
否则就会变成一个空洞的理论，没有实际意义。
Otherwise, it will become an empty theory, and there's no practicality.
神是看不见的，就是说我们不可能通过我们的肉眼来看见他。
God is invisible. That means we cannot see God through our human eyes.
曾经有这样一个新闻，说有一位基督徒的科学家，他坐着宇宙飞船到了太空。
One time there was news about a scientist who went up to the space.
他看见宇宙的奥秘，看见宇宙的伟大。
He saw the great wonders of the universe.
当他回到地球的时候，有人问他说：“你有什么新的发现吗？”
When he returned to Earth, people asked him, "Have you discovered anything?"
他回答说，我看见了上帝。
And he replied, "I saw God."
过了不久，又有一位科学家是从前苏联的，这个科学他也上了太空。
And after some time, another scientist who is a Russian, he also went up to space.
他顺便也想寻找一下是否真有上帝，所以他左看右看。
He also want to find out if God is there, so he looked around.
没有发现什么。
But he did not see God.
所以他回来以后，也有人访问他，有人问他说：“你有什么新的发现吗？”
So when he returned to Earth, people also asked him, "Did you have any new discovery?"
他回答说：“我在。”太空当中没有看见上帝。
And he replied, "I didn't see God in space."
神是看不见的。
God is invisible.
所以你必须要用信心的眼睛来观察。
So you need to observe with your eyes of faith.
没有信心就谈不上神的存在。
If there's no faith, you cannot talk about seeing God.
神是看不见的。但并不等于神看不见我们。
God is invisible, but it doesn't mean that God does not see us.
而是我们看不见神。
It's only that we do not see Him.
那么我们是不是一定要看见神才能相信他，才能依靠他呢？
Is it that we need to see God before we can believe in Him and trust in Him?
圣经告诉我们，以色列人、犹太人，他们在旷野的时候，他们虽然看不见神，但是他们能够看见每天有这个云柱、有这个火柱来带领他们。
So when the Israelites, when they were wandering in the wilderness, they did not see God, but all the time they can see the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire that lead them the way.
这些东西也是非常形象的，使他们感觉到神的存在。
And this is something that symbolizes the existence of God.
但是他们的信心是不是就更加坚强了呢？
But is their faith will be even stronger?
我们看到相反的，他们却仍旧不相信神。
But we know when we can see that that was just the opposite.They do not believe in God.
神要我们用信心去信靠一位看不见的神。
God wants us to believe in a God that is invisible.
我们每个人对神都有一定的认识。
To all of us, in a certain, or to a certain extent, we know God.
虽然神看不见，大家都知道看不见。
We know that God is invisible.
但是这位看不见的神到底与你有一个什么样的关系呢？
But this invisible God, what kind of relationship he has with you?
我想我们在座的每一个人的关系都是不同的。
I think all of us here, we have different relationship.
有的人把神当成是瞎眼睛的。
Some people consider God as blind.
所以他看不见我们。
So he cannot see us.
有的人把神当成他有时候很清醒，有时候有点糊涂。
And some people think God sometimes is alert, but sometimes he's confusing.
有的人他说神是什么样呢？神是瞎子打瞌睡。
And some people can even consider God like a blind person who's sleepy.
你不知道他是醒着，你还是在睡觉。
And you do not know whether he's awake or sleeping.
有一次开布道会在这个中国教会。
One time there was an evangelical meeting in a Chinese church.
请来一位讲员是讲英文的，他不会讲中文。
And they have invited a speaker who can only speak English but not in Chinese.
所以马上要找翻译。
So they have to look for the interpreters.
但是这个会众里面呢，有讲国语的，有讲台语的，有讲广东话的。
But in the congregation, there are people who speak Mandarin, who speak Taiwanese, and who speak Cantonese.
那么要找三个翻译。
So they have to look for three interpreters.
这个教会呢不容易找，找来找去找不到这个，不像我们教会，现在我们教会的翻译人越来越多，感谢神了。
So it's not like our church. We also have difficulty in finding interpreters, but now we have quite a few who are willing to interpret.
所以他找了三个还没有信主的人来翻译。
So they have found three seekers to be the interpreters.
一个人翻国语，一个人翻台语，一个人翻广东话。
So one interpret Mandarin, one interpret Taiwanese, one interpret Cantonese.
那个讲员讲了，这个 God is invisible.
So the speaker said, God is invisible.
第一个翻译说，上帝是看不见的。
And the one interpreter say, God cannot be seen.
第二个翻译说上帝是瞎眼的。
And the second interpreter say God is blind.
第三个翻译说上帝像瞎子打瞌睡。
And the third interpreter says God is a blind person that is sleepy.
这样的误解很可笑。
So this kind of misunderstanding is laughable.
但是在我们的实际生活当中却常常有这种可笑的行动。
But in our practical lifeWe do have a lot of times things that are laughable.
我们常常以为看不见的东西是不可靠的。
A lot of times we think that things that we cannot see is unreliable.
我们要依靠的是那个能看得见、能摸得着的东西。
We only rely on those things that we can see and we can touch.
钱是看得见的，钱能够数的，所以这个钱是最可靠的。
So money can be seen and can be counted, and that is most reliable.
这个美国货也是很可靠的。这个 made in USA, 很多人买东西就要看看 made 什么什么 made in China 就不想买了。
Like American products are reliable when it's made in USA that people want to buy, but if it's made in China, people don't like to buy.
在五十年代，美国人非常相信这个美国货。
In the 50s, people believe in American products.
所以这个美国货就到了世界各地，美元到处去。
So the American products go all over the world.
但是到处都反美。
But that also caused a lot of anti-American feelings.
到七十年代，日本人相信日本货。
In the 70s, people believe in Japanese goods.
把日本货运到世界各地去。
And the Japanese goods go all over the world.
到处去，结果到处都有反对日本的东西。
And all over the world, there are places that are anti-Japanese.
我不知道我们今天在座的朋友、弟兄姐妹，你到底崇拜的是看得见的东西，还是看不见的东西？
I do not know our friends among us, or brothers and sisters, do you only worship the things that you can see?
你是不是把金钱把享乐来代替神？
Do you want to use money and pleasure to replace God?
今天是一个机会，你可以来思想一下，你的信仰到底是什么？看清楚那金钱后面的，实际上是虚空，是不可靠。
Today there is an opportunity for you to renew your faith, to understand that what's behind money is only emptiness.
你信靠看得见的东西，实际上是不可靠的。我们信靠一位看不见的神，却是最可靠的。
When you believe in things that you can see, you think that is reliable, but that is not. Only when you believe in things that you cannot see, like God, we are believing that is most reliable.
圣经告诉我们，在哥林多后书四章十八节说，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 it says, So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
相信神的同在，就是让神成为我们生活的中心，成为我们信靠的对象。
To believe the existence of God, that God be with us, and that is the most reliable.
神并不是瞎眼，神一直在观察，神无时无刻不在看着我们。
God is not blind. He is watching over us all the time.
不要以为你做的任何事情可以逃过神的眼睛。
Do not think that something you are doing will be able to escape the eyes of God.
有恶人做坏事情，不要羡慕他，因为那是时候还没有到。要相信神是公正的，神也是慈爱的。
When you see wicked people doing well, do not admire them. It's only time has not come, and God is just.
我不知道我们在座的有没有朋友，你还没有接受这位神作为你的神，今天是一个很好的机会。
I do not know if among us any of you have not accepted God.
这位神虽然是看不见的神，但是他是一位无所不在的神。
Though God is invisible, but He is everywhere.
他不会因为你不信他而不存在。
It's not because of you do not believe in him that deny his existence.
你是否愿意信靠一位看不见，但是他又是慈爱和公义的神？
Are you willing to accept someone who can be trusted and reliable and just and kind?
仅仅相信神的存在，神的同在还不够。
To believe only the existence of God is not enough.
你还要渴望他的同在。
You need to yearn for his existence.
可惜我们常常身在福中不知福。这个当我们失去他的时候，我们才能够体会到这个同在实际上是一个最大的福气。
A lot of times we are not aware how blessed we are, and when we lose.The God's existence, then we know how precious it was.
一个家庭，你说他最大的幸福是什么呢？就是大家能生活在一起。
What is the biggest happiness for a family is that they can live all together.
一个家庭的幸福不是说可以去旅行，不是说可以去餐馆吃饭， 不是说可以住在一个大房子里面。
A family's happiness is not just to go for the picnic or go to have a dinner in a restaurant or live in a big house.
如果没有在一起的生活，家庭的温暖就不存在。
If we cannot live together, then the warmth of a home is not there.
我认识一位大陆来的留学生，他很早来了，他在美国有很好的工作，他也是很聪明的，也是建立了一个家庭，有身份，有国籍，有绿卡，有什么都有。
I know of a person who came from China and studied here, and he had his own home, and he has his career, and he has a green card, he has everything.
他最后他有了家庭，但是他的太太离开了他。
So finally, he got a family, but unfortunately, his wife left him.
他给我讲，我一直记住他讲的这句话。他那时候叫我郭老师，他说郭老师，我现在算什么呢？我什么也没有。他说。
So I still remember something he told me. He said, "Teacher Guo, I do not have anything."
他在美国大概将近20年了。我知道最近他回到中国去。
He has been in the States for more than 20 years and he has returned to China.
同样没有神的同在，或者说没有感受到神的同在，你的生活就失去了意义。
By the same token, if you do not experience, if you do not have God with you and your lifeWill be meaningless.
怎样才能够使一个人渴慕神的同在的？
And that is why we should yearn for God be with us.
怎样能够渴慕呢？
How can we yearn for that kind of situation?
最好的办法就是充分知道自己的软弱，自己的无助。
The best way is to know our weakness and our helplessness.
有的人是知道的，但知道的不够充分，所以你对神的同在也不是很渴慕。
So some people they know but not know enough.
今天我们读的经文《马可福音》第四章记载了门徒们怎么样认识自己的软弱，来渴慕神的同在。
So today we have read the scripture from Mark chapter 4.And we know the disciples, so how they understand their weakness and how they yearn for God's existence.
门徒在加利利的湖里面，加利利湖是一个很特殊的湖，在以色列的北面。这个加利利湖出名就出名在它这个风浪呢，会突然的而来。
So they were at the Lake of Galilee, and that is in the northern part of Israel.And that lake is very famous for storm and the wave.
它这个湖一眨眼的时候，这个狂风、这个骇浪就会来到。
And just all of a sudden, the furious storm and wave can come.
有人这样描写：本来是蔚蓝的天空，海水一片宁静，一点点这个样子都看不出来。
Some people describe this as a blue sky and also a lake of peace, and there's no sign of any storm or wave.
但是加利利湖的边上有一个很出名的山叫黑门山，这个黑门山上面这个风呢，它突然的会卷下来。
But close to this Lake Galilee.There is a mountain called Mount Hermon, and the wind that comes from this mountain is very strong.
这个黑门山上的风下来的时候，就好像千军万马，它一下子就进到这个加利利湖，使这个湖水变成这个像浪风浪一样的滚过来。
So when the wind blows from Mount Hermon, and the lake becomes very wavy and stormy.
所以这是一个非常生动的故事，告诉我们 门徒是怎么样经历到神的同在的。
So this is a lively story how the disciples they experience God be with them.
这个马可啊描写的非常生动，非常仔细的。你看马可怎么写呢？写耶稣不仅在船尾上。
So Mark described this in details, and he said Jesus was sleeping in the boat.
他不仅在船尾上，他在船尾上睡觉。不仅在睡觉，他还枕着枕头。你看马可写的太子，耶稣还睡在枕头上面。
So Mark described Jesus, he was sleeping, and even he was sleeping on a cushion.
这说明什么？这说明门徒已经有耶稣的同在。
And that shows that the disciples have God with them.
既然有耶稣的同在，这本来是应该最安全的，这本来是应该最有保障的。耶稣的同在就意味着平安和可靠。
So when Jesus is with them, that means peace and security, and they can rely on him.
但是当风浪很大的时候，门徒们的注意力都集中在这个风浪上面，他们已经忘记了耶稣在哪里。
And when the storm is getting more and more furious, the disciples, they concentrate on the circumstances and they forgot that Jesus was with them.
门徒们拼命地用自己的方法来寻找怎么样去对付风浪。
The disciples, they were trying to use their own way to face the storms and waves.
在门徒中间有很多都是有经验的打鱼的人，所以他们的水性是很好的。
Among the disciples, there are quite a few who are fishermen. They know very well the condition of the lake.
所以他们忙着摇桨，忙着这个驶舵，忙着把这个船的方向调整。
So they quickly row the boat and trying to change the direction of the boat.
这个就像我们很多的时候一样，当我们遇到生活当中的风浪的时候，我们的注意力都集中在这个困难上面，我们已经忘记了耶稣的同在。
The same thing applies to us. When every time we come across difficulties, we only concentrate on the circumstances and we forgot that Jesus is with us.
我们甚至于都没有时间回过头来跟那位睡觉的耶稣讲一句话，主啊，你到底要我做什么？
We don't even have the time to turn our head and ask Jesus, what do you want me to do?
有人这样说，真正惨痛的不是我们不知道怎样做，而是我们不肯谦卑的把自己交托给耶稣，让他来带领我们。
And some people say the most miserable thing is when we come to difficulties, we always try to face the difficulty ourselves and forgot to give ourselves humbly into the hands of God.
等到船里都是水了。
So when the boat was swamped with water,
门徒才知道自己的办法已经用尽了。
And the disciples understand that all the ways they want to do is exhausted.
在那个时候，他们才叫醒了耶稣。
Only at that time, they woke Jesus up.
他们向耶稣讲，我们快没命了。
And they told Jesus that they are going to die.
在绝望当中，他们才想起耶稣。
Only in despair they think of Jesus.
这是一个非常值得我们思考的，这是我们很多人都知道的一句话，人的尽头是神的开头。
That really help us to remind ourselves, as some people say, the end of man is the beginning of God.
本来神就是神的同在就是平安。
Actually, with God's presence, and that is peace.
但是 当你没有经历神的同在的时候，你就失去了平安。
When you have no, if you do not experience the existence of God, then you do not have peace.
平安的敌人是什么？
The enemy of peace
就是忧虑。
It's worry.
我们常常为自己忧虑，为将来的事情忧虑，也为我们所爱的人忧虑。
We worry ourselves, we worry our future, and we worry about our loved ones.
心理学家呢，把那个警觉性，一个人碰到那种事情的警觉性，分成五个等级。
The psychologists, they classify the man's alertness into five stages.
第一个等级就是怀疑，先怀疑一下这个事情到底怎么样。
The first stage is suspicion.
第二个，这个就是担心。
And the second stage is worry.
担心会发生这个，会发生的。第三个等级就是害怕，第四个等级高了就是恐惧，第五个最高的等级就是恐怖。
So the third is fear, the fourth is frightened, and the fifth one is terrorized.
这次这个叫 SARS， 中国大陆叫非典，非典。这个流行在亚洲，在中国，在台湾，在香港，在好多地方。
So recently, this disease SARS has been spreading all over in Asia, in Hong Kong, Taiwan, China.
你知道好多人他没有得到这个病。
You know a lot of people they do not have this kind of disease.
但是。他的警觉已经达到了第四个等级和第五个等级，他开始恐惧，他开始恐怖。
But their worry have reached the fourth and the fifth stage, and they became frightened and terrorized.
所以他们得了一个沙斯综合症。
Though they kind of getting a SARS complication.
生了这种病的人呢、啊？他自己没有 SARS， 他没有这个肺炎，但是他比上升肺炎的人还可怕。
Actually, they do not have SARS, but they are more horrible than having SARS.
他把他们把他这些都是真实的，把自己关起来，自己关起自己来。
And they shut themselves up at home.
他不敢看电视，这个电视一报道，心里就害怕。
They do not even dare to watch the television.
不敢看报纸。
They don't even dare to see the newspaper.
他担心自己，他担心自己的亲人会得到。
They worry that they can get SARS or their family members.
他们心跳加快。
And their heartbeat becomes quick.
睡眠睡不着。
And they cannot sleep.
甚至于神经功能紊乱。
And the nervous system almost broke down.
在这种情况下，他们的常识都出了问题。
And in that circumstance.The common sense is completely lost.
据说在中国，这个福建省。
According to the news, in Hokkien, China.
他们传出来一个消息。
There was a rumor.
说有一个刚生出来的婴孩他讲话了。
That a newborn baby can speak.
他开出了个药方，怎么来治沙士。
And the prescription he gave will be able to heal SARS.
非常简单。煮那个绿豆汤加糖水。
It's very simple. Just boil the green bean soup with sugar.
但是你喝的时候呢，一边要放鞭炮。
But when you drink the green bean soup, you got to fire the firecrackers.
就这样一个方子，是这个福建省的绿豆都买光了。
Yeah, because of this, all the green bean and Hokkien has been bought.
当门徒把耶稣叫醒以后，圣经告诉我们耶稣怎么？耶稣斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
So when the disciples woke up Jesus, and Jesus tell the wind and the waves to be still.
耶稣对风和浪所讲的话，他这个原文希腊文的意思就很简单：平安。
The words that Jesus has spoken to the waves and the storm is simply peace.
耶稣是平安的主。
Jesus is the Lord of peace.
他不仅带给我们平安，他与我们同在就是平安。
He not only bring peace to us, and when he is with us, that is peace.
我们常常渴望的平安是一种表面的平安。
A lot of times the peace that we yearn for is only outwardly.
不是真正的平安。
It is not true peace.
真正的平安是不受环境的影响。
True peace will not be affected by circumstances.
就在狂风暴浪当中仍然有平安。
Even among the furious storm and waves, there is peace.
如果你要得到真正的平安，你必须要经历神的同在。
If you want to have peace, you need to experience the existence of God.
有两个画家，他们商量一起，每个人画一张表达平安的图画。
There were two painters who have agreed to paint paintings that describe peace.
一个画家画了一幅画。这个是一个大湖，就像加利利湖，很风平浪静。
So one painter painted a painting like the Lake of Galilee that is calm and peaceful.
这个湖面像镜子一样，他把这个黑门山都映射出来。
The surface of the lake is just like a mirror that reflects the Mount Hermon.
另外一个画家画了一幅画，是一个大的薄布，在这个薄布旁边有一棵树。
And the other painter, he painted a painting with a big waterfall. By the side of the waterfall, there is a small tree.
在一棵树上，树枝很靠近那个水边上，有一个小的鸟的巢。
And close to the waterfall, on the branch, there is a bird's nest.
一个小鸟在这个母鸟的翅膀下面安静的睡觉。
A baby bird was with his mother bird.
两幅表达平安的画，第一幅不是平安，第一幅是静止，是停止。
So two paintings express peace, but the first one is only expressing stationary.Still,
第二幅画才是真正的平安。
And the second painting really express true peace.
真正的平安就是由神与我们同在。
And true peace is when God is with us.
为什么我们很多基督徒，我们信主多年了，我们也会软弱，也会没有力量，就是因为我们没有真正经历主的同在。
A lot of us who have been Christians for quite some time, but still we have weaknesses and we still do not have peace, is because we do not experience the existence of God.
我们很多人都知道的，我们的头脑是知道的，我们有这个知识，神是复，耶稣复活了。我们上个月刚刚过过复活节。
So we know that God, that Jesus has resurrected. So only last month, we have celebrated Easter.
但是你光知道没有用啊！你需要去经历这位复活的神，他在你的生活当中，他在你的生命当中。
But just to know that Jesus is alive, that is not enough. You need to experience the existence of Jesus, the living Jesus.
今天我们有很多的弟兄姐妹，我们的生活很困难。这个困难不是因为这个事情难做，而是我们心里没有平安。
Today, a lot of Christians experience a lot of difficulties. It's not because of things are difficult, it's because we have no experience of God's existence.
他们做事情做得很辛苦，他们侍奉参加教会的侍奉也觉得很辛苦，哎呀，有这么多事情要做，好辛苦啊。
They work very hard, and even when they serve in the church, they find it very hard, a lot of things difficult to do.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你需要经历神的同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, you need to experience that God be with you.
神的同在就是平安，神的同在就是喜乐。
And God be with you is peace and joy.
没有神的同在，这个平安是假的平安，这个喜乐是假的喜乐。
If you have no experience of God's be with you, all this joy and peace only they are false, not true.
耶稣在约翰福音这样说：我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
In John chapter 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid."
愿我们每一位弟兄姐妹都能够经历神的同在，都能享受神的同在。都能够得到真正的平安。
May all our brothers and sisters can experience the existence of God and experience the peace and joy from God.